There is forgiveness. A daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Monday, October 27th, 2025. The text comes from Psalm 130. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. The psalmist asks a serious and frightening question. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? We may be worried about that too. If God kept track of our sins, how would we ever be able to stand before him? There are many lists of sins in Scripture. While these lists do not name anyone personally, the sins are very familiar. These are sins we have committed. Jesus describes the evil that flows out of human hearts, including evil thoughts, murder, adultery, theft, and false witness. The Apostle Paul provides a long list of unrighteous behaviors that are common among all people. These sins include gossip, slander, boasting, envy, murder, and strife. The Apostle makes it clear that everyone is guilty of such things. Paul also lists the works of the flesh. We recognize these sins within ourselves, things such as sexual immorality, idolatry, sorcery, jealousy, enmity, and drunkenness. Yet the psalmist is not without hope as he considers the possibility of a list of sins. He has one word that stands firmly against every list of iniquities. That single word is forgiveness. And in that one word, he finds hope in the Lord. But with you, there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. The Lord is to be feared, that is, regarded and worshipped with reverent awe and respect, not because he keeps a long record of our sins, but because he forgives. The psalmist waits in prayer and in hope, and so do we. With repentant honesty, we must admit that many of the sins on those lists are found in our lives. The lists strike close to home as they describe our disobedience of God's commands. But we have seen the hope and promise of forgiveness fulfilled in the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The terrible and very personal list of our sins, the record of debt that stood against us, has been forgiven. That record of sin was nailed to the cross of Jesus as he took the sins of the world onto himself. He suffered the penalty of death that we deserved. The list of sins that once stood against us has been canceled and crossed out. Jesus paid the price, and through faith in his name, we are forgiven and free. That is the promise of God's word, and we join the psalmist to say with relief and joy, in his word, I hope. We pray. Lord Jesus, you died for me so that my sins are forgiven. I have hope in your word. Amen.